This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. New coronavirus cases have dropped to zero in China, but have overwhelmed hospitals across Latin America. AP correspondent Sarah Bassett reports.
The pandemic's persistence has hindered efforts to keep people safe and revive economies at the same time, disrupting the Memorial Day weekend in the US and celebrations around the Muslim world marking the end of the holy month of Ramadan.
South America has become a new epicenter for the disease.
Dr. Michael Ryan is director of the World Health Organization's Emergencies Program.
We've seen many South American countries with increasing numbers of cases.
Brazil and Mexico have reported record numbers of cases and deaths. Infections have also risen in Peru, Chile, and Ecuador, where intensive care units have been swamped, though all three countries have drawn praise for imposing early business shutdowns and quarantines. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez says that tourists will be able to visit his country beginning in July. Madrid residents have welcomed the announcement that Spain's government will ease the lockdown in Madrid and Barcelona beginning Monday. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
People in the capital Madrid and second city Barcelona will be allowed to dine outdoors and have gatherings of up to 10 people as infections slow. Spain started phasing out one of Europe's toughest lockdowns earlier this month, but full restrictions have remained in Madrid and Barcelona, where the outbreaks were more severe. In other regions, which account for about half of Spain's population, the lockdown restrictions will be relaxed even further. Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said on Saturday the country will open to international visitors from July. Summer tourism is a major earner here, as well as in Greece and Italy, whose picturesque Amalfi coast is preparing for the possibility of tourists post-lockdown.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. This is VOA News. Pakistan's aviation minister said Saturday an independent inquiry would be held into a plane crash in the port city of Karachi, which killed almost everyone on board. The announcement came as the first funerals were held for the victims of the crash. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
The plane crash-landed in a densely populated area of Karachi, but no deaths on the ground were reported. Officials said the black box flight recorder has been recovered from the wreckage of Friday's disaster. Arshad Malik, the head of Pakistan International Airlines, said the pilot's last message indicated a technical problem. He told controllers he'd lost power from both engines. Flight PK8303 was flying from Lahore to Karachi. Pakistan only last week resumed domestic flights it had suspended due to the coronavirus pandemic. With many people traveling for the Eid al-Fitr holiday, expected to fall on Sunday or Monday.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. President Donald Trump opened his Memorial Day weekend with something he hasn't done in a while, a round of golf. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The trip Saturday to Trump National Golf Club in Northern Virginia is the president's first to one of his private golf properties since early March. That trip to his club in West Palm Beach, Florida, came several days before he declared a national emergency over the coronavirus pandemic. The president has been pushing states to fully reopen businesses and outdoor venues after they were closed to help slow the virus's spread. Friday, he declared places of worship essential and told governors they should allow them to reopen. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The coronavirus pandemic and some red tape have put the brakes on an annual veterans event held in Washington, D.C. during the Memorial Day weekend. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Here's a sound you won't hear in the nation's capital this Memorial Day weekend. Rolling Thunder, the motorcycle event that brings hundreds of thousands of bikers to raise awareness for veterans' issues and those who are still MIA. Because of the virus, AMVET's National Commander Jan Brown is urging people to participate in a virtual event with the hashtag Memorial Day at Home and take a solo ride of 22 miles.
22 miles is because most of you know that we still have an average of 22 veterans a day who commit suicide. You know, they may have made it back, but they're internally struggling.
Brown says Rolling to Remember will be back in D.C. next year. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.